Burt Reynolds has died at the age of 82. He played a man on a canoeing trip gone wrong in Deliverance. He played an unstoppable beer smuggler in Smokey and the Bandit. Bob Mondello offers an appreciation.
The smile, the mustache, the twinkle in his eye. Without them, would anyone have buckled up for that bootlegging run from Texarkana to Atlanta? Sheriff Jackie Gleason was Smokey, Burt Reynolds the Bandit, and the plot hinged on whether the Bandit and a truck-driving pal could blow through Smokey's roadblocks and make the run in 28 hours.
That ain't never been done, not no rig.
That's because you and I ain't never done it in no rig. You gotta stop thinking so negative, son. Of course we can make it. We ain't never not made it yet, have we?
No. Is he?
Audiences enjoyed the ride so much that theater owners voted Burt Reynolds the top box office attraction in the country in 1977, which was, let's note, the year Star Wars hit theaters. Reynolds had been offered the part of Han Solo, actually, and turned it down, just as he'd turned down the role of 007 the year it went to George Lazenby, and as he would later turn down One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, Terms of Endearment, and Pretty Woman. No one ever accused him of being smart about choosing film roles, but smart in them, no question.
Don't beat this river.
Deliverance was the film that made him famous. Years of bit parts on TV hadn't prepared audiences for his scarily ripped outdoorsman, who led John Voight, Ronnie Cox, and Ned Beatty on what would end up being a harrowing canoe trip in the Georgia backwoods, dueling banjos, hillbilly rapists, and Reynolds using a bow and arrow to spear fish and to even the odds in what he saw at the outset as a chance to meet nature on its own terms.
Machines are gonna fail. And the system's gonna fail.
And then what?
Then survival. Who has the ability to survive? That's the game.
After Deliverance put him on the map, Reynolds more or less owned the rest of that decade. He played football players in The Longest Yard and Semi-Tough. The bootleg thing kept coming back in White Lightning and Lucky Lady. Off-screen, he cultivated a less predictable vibe, whether posing nude on a bearskin rug for Cosmo or telling interviewers that Sally Field was the love of his life, even though he married two other women. His mistakes on-screen included singing in Best Little Whorehouse in Texas. I can sing, he admitted to interviewers, as well as Fred Astaire can act. He had no quips to offer for his business acumen. Reynolds briefly owned a football team, a nightclub, a dinner theater, and a chain of restaurants before declaring bankruptcy. He also took 22 years to pay a divorce settlement to Lonnie Anderson, and somehow he kept coming back. Most famously, perhaps, in the 1997 award winner Boogie Nights, where he played a porn director who had dreams of making movies that were more than just porn.
This is the best work we've ever done.
It's a real film, Jack.
It feels good.
You made it fly.
You know, this is a film I want them to remember me by.
And they did, with an Oscar nomination for Best Supporting Actor, and lots more work. Almost 20 years and 60 roles later, he published a memoir called But Enough About Me, a jokey title for a bestseller that proved beyond doubt that audiences still weren't tired of hearing about Burt Reynolds. I'm Bob Mondello.